change sometimes. From underneath the clouds, the sun ain't ever gonna shine. You gotta walk out of the rain sometimes.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Health officials are sampling the nation's food supply after reports of traces of bird flu have been detected in some animals.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says federal officials are closely monitoring meat and dairy for any signs of bird flu.
They are not seeing any concerns.
36 livestock herds have been infected across 9 states, but federal officials said they've sampled nearly 300 different dairy products and found no viable virus. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Abortion access front and center across battleground states today. Arizona state senators passing a measure to repeal the Civil War era law banning nearly all abortions. 2 Republicans joining Democrats to pass it. And Florida's 6-week abortion ban went into effect today, leaving women in the state and South to drive hours to receive abortions or reproductive health care. Protests on college campuses heading into another night with police standing by. This is ABC News. Donald Trump's hush money trial not in session today, and Trump was in Waukesha, Wisconsin for a rally, criticizing the Biden administration over inflation.
We had the greatest, we had no inflation. Today, your inflation's so high, it doesn't matter. If you make money, it doesn't matter. It eats you alive.
The Federal Reserve Board keeping interest rates unchanged after its policy meeting, saying there's more work to do to tame inflation. Board Chair Jerome Powell.
Inflation has eased substantially over the past year, while the labor market has remained strong. And that's very good news. But inflation is still too high. Further progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel meeting with Israel's prime minister today in Tel Aviv and called on Hamas to finalize a ceasefire and hostage release deal and to get more aid into Gaza. Blinken also visited a border crossing near Israel, Egypt, and Gaza. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Looking at skies becoming cloudy tonight with showers likely late, lows of 47, northeast winds 5 to 10. Thursday, cloudy, occasional showers and thunderstorms, highs of 64. With southwest winds at 2 to 4, it's 70 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A Mount Horeb Middle School was sent into lockdown during an active shooter situation this morning. According to a Facebook post from the Mount Horeb Area School District, the school went into full lockdown at around 11:15 this morning. The threat was reportedly neutralized outside of the middle school, and the individual was not able to breach the entryway into the school. School officials advised people not to go to the campus as law enforcement authorities swept the area to ensure the safety of all the students. The district began releasing students this afternoon at reunification centers in the city. In a tweet, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers assured residents that he had been briefed on the incident and was closely monitoring the situation. An encampment of protesters on Library Mall was dispersed after 7 this morning by officers from the UW Police Department, assisted by state and local law enforcement. At least 12 people were arrested, including several who resisted arrest, It is not yet clear how many are affiliated with the UW-Madison. UWPD was assisted by the Madison Police Department, the Dane County Sheriff's Office, and the Wisconsin State Patrol. Multiple tents were taken down and disassembled to remove the encampment. The campus continues to operate normally today, and there is no threat to safety. UWPD remains on scene to ensure any continuing protests remain safe and lawful. UW-Madison values free expression and has consistently supported those who exercise their rights within the boundaries of law and campus policies. Tents and camping are not allowed on any university property under Chapter 18 of the Wisconsin Administrative Code, which defines the types of activities permitted on campus, information which was shared to all members of the campus community on Friday. Around 9 o'clock Monday morning, a group of 100 to 200 people arrived for an announced demonstration. The group began erecting tents beginning around 9:30 and spent the next 2 days on Library Mall. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman issued this statement today regarding the enforcement action at UW-Madison. The free exchange of ideas through open dialogue and debate is a hallmark of the Universities of Wisconsin. We support the First Amendment and the right to free expression, including through legal protest, and we continue to uphold these ideals even in the face of difficult and competing demands. We commit to upholding free speech rights while simultaneously upholding the law and our mission to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of our community. UW-Madison took action to ensure compliance with applicable law and in fulfillment of its commitment to all students in the campus community. I commend Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin for her reasonableness and resolve, as well as her commitment to free expression and the safety and security of her students. A new poll shows a close race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. The Emerson College poll says 46% back incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin, while 43% support Republican challenger Eric Hovde. 1,000 registered voters were polled from April 25th through the 29th. The Emerson College survey also finds the race for Wisconsin's presidential votes is tight. Emerson College survey finds 47% of registered voters support Donald Trump, while 45% back President Biden when the two go head-to-head. With third-party candidates, Trump comes out ahead 45-40. Donald Trump is using a one-day break from his hush money trial to rally voters in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. The visits today come a day after he was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order. Judge Juan M. Merchan has said that if Trump continues to violate his orders, he will impose incarceratory punishment. The former president is trying to achieve a balancing act unprecedented in American history by running for a second term as the presumptive Republican nominee while also fighting felony charges in New York. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is providing resources for online safety as sextortion cases increase throughout the country, including in Wisconsin. A La Crosse man was recently sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in a sextortion case investigated by the Wisconsin DOJ Division of Criminal Investigation. Sextortion is a form of child sexual exploitation where children are threatened or blackmailed, most often with the possibility of sharing with the public a nude or sexual image of them by a person who demands additional sexual content, sexual activity, or money from the child. This year so far, the Wisconsin ICAC Task Force has received 45 cyber tips related to sextortion. In 2023, the task force received 176 cyber tips related to sextortion. According to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, there has been a dramatic increase in financial sextortion where the offender demands money of the child. Teenage boys have been the most common targets in recent cases. NCMEC recently launched an interactive experience online that allows parents and caregivers to see the reality of financial sextortion through an interactive film. If you or someone you know has information on potential child exploitation, you can report it to NCMEC online at report.cybertip.org or by calling 1-800-843-5678. A jury has found a Wisconsin man convicted in the sexual assault and killing of a 20-month-old girl and abuse of the child's mother was not insane at the time. 25-year-old Mawshawn Giles was found guilty of 15 charges last week, including first-degree intentional homicide. The jury returned this week to determine if Giles was not responsible for the crimes because of a mental disease or defect and decided Tuesday that he was not. Authorities have said the toddler died in April 2022 in Madison from blunt force injuries to her head, leaving her with multiple skull fractures. Giles now faces two life prison sentences. The second in a series of third congressional district primary forums will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Student Union Theater in La Crosse on the UW-La Crosse campus. The forum will air from 6:30 to 8 on WRCE. The forum includes Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shanklin, and Eric Wilson, who are running to replace Derek Van Orden in Congress. Voters are also invited to meet Katrina Shanklin tomorrow night in Richland Center. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer an opportunity to meet and talk with her at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center. All the candidates were invited to their own community forum hosted by Economic Equity Now. The first was held last month with Rebecca Cook. Eric Wilson will attend an event Thursday, June 6th, and Representative Van Orden has been invited to his own session but has not yet confirmed a date. Economic Equity Now believes that information is the key to making the choices that will produce a healthy and vibrant community. All are invited to attend tomorrow night's community forum featuring Katrina Shanklin at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center beginning at 5:30. Pizza and pop will be available.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Joseph N. Schmitz, 96 of Bear Valley in Sauk City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Thursday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Killian's Cemetery Association, Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville, or the Bear Valley Fire Department. Joseph N. Schmitz, 96 of Bear Valley and Sauk City. Gerald Allen, Jerry Anear, 82 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11:30 Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Gerald Allen, Jerry Anear, 82 of Richland Center. Alfred Al Michick Jr., 85 of Highland, died Sunday at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Saints Anthony and Philip Church in Highland, with burial to follow at St. Anthony Cemetery, along with full military honors. Friends may call at the church Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 9:30 until 10:45. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to Saints Anthony and Philip Church, the Highland Ambulance Service, the Highland American Legion Post, the Highland Park Improvements, or the Second Harvest Food Pantry. The McGuire Peterson Houck Funeral Home Highland is assisting the family of Alfred Al Michick Jr., 85 of Highland. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92 of Lime Ridge, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at 11:30 Saturday at Holy Angels Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will follow at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at Holy Angels Catholic Church Saturday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Sacred Heart School in Reedsburg. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92 of Lime Ridge. Sheila R. Howell, 82 of Gotham, died April 19th at the Richland Hospital. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Sheila R. Howell, 82 of Gotham. Teresa Ann Thiering, age 89, died Thursday. A private funeral mass will be held. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to your favorite library. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Teresa Ann Thiering, age 89. John L. Pulaski, 87, of Arborvitae, died Monday at Friendly Village in Rhinelander. Private family services will be held at a later date. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. The Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services of Woodruff is serving the family of John L. Pulaski, 87, of Arborvitae. Bonnie Jean Benita Williams, 69, of Baraboo, died Saturday at home after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 2 o'clock Monday at Baldwin Funeral Services in Baraboo. Burial will be held in Walnut Hill Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at Baldwin Funeral Services Monday from 1 until the time of service at 2. Bonnie Jean Benita Williams, 69, of Baraboo. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Lexa and Cody Trum had a daughter, Tadley Ryan.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Clouds will be thickening tonight, turning cloudy with showers rolling in late. Overnight lows fall to the upper 40s and winds start to get feisty out of the southeast by tomorrow, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Showers and even some thunderstorms roll through and dampen our day as high temperatures only rise to the mid-60s. With light rain still lingering Thursday night and into early Friday morning, the system finally kicks on out of here by Friday afternoon, giving way to some more sunshine. And mild temperatures make a comeback. 70s return on Friday. Another dip down to the mid-60s to kick the weekend off on Saturday under cloudy skies and scattered showers still continuing throughout the day. And Saturday is Wisconsin's fishing opener. Starting off with mostly sunny skies and temperatures in the mid to upper 40s, we will see clouds increasing as we approach lunch, with winds calm at about 5 miles per hour out of the east-northeast. Expect light rain to roll in by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're headed out in hopes for a bite, local fishing experts say to use
your slow-moving plastics, preferably something colorful, or your jigs. Your jigs just bouncing off the bottom, because at this time, early in the season, the fish are very slow-moving and lethargic right now.
If you're looking to get outside and soak up the sunshine, you're going to have to wait until Sunday. It'll be quite pleasant, though, with plenty of sunshine and highs in the low 70s. We hang on to that pocket full of sunshine to start the work and school week off, and highs back on repeat, potentially tapping the mid-70s. And such is spring. More showers and thunderstorm chances push in by Tuesday, mainly in the morning. We'll turn partly sunny by the afternoon with breezy conditions and warm weather. Hello, mid-70s. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's a partly sunny 69 degrees, 71 our high today, and our morning low 54. 71 was also the high yesterday, and we received a 1/15 of an inch of rain. Record high for this day set back in 2021 at 91, while a record low of 21 was set in 1961. Last year on this day, our high was 54, our low 41. Sunset today will be at 8:03, sunrise tomorrow at 5:54. No precipitation today. The barometer still heading upwards. It's at 29.90, and southwest winds are at 3 to 9. Again, it's 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Milwaukee reliever Abner Uribe was suspended for 6 games and starter Freddie Peralta for 5 for their roles in a brawl during a Brewers game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay outfielder Jose Siri was suspended for 3 games, a penalty later cut to 2, and Milwaukee manager Pat Murphy for 2 by Mike Hill, Major League Baseball senior vice president for on-field operations. All 4 were fined. Murphy stated his suspension when associate manager Ricky Weeks led his team against the Rays, and Siri also began his penalty. Well, in today's game, the Brewers did quite well as they defeated the Rays 7-1. In today's game, the Brewers scored first, bringing 2 runs in the bottom of the 3rd inning, another run in the bottom of the 6th, 4 in the bottom of the 7th, and then finally Tampa Bay got a run across in the 8th inning. So the Brewers take 2 of 3 from the Rays after losing the initial game. They won by a score of 8-2 yesterday, and then today 7-1. The Packers are counting on the return of edge rusher Kingsley Inagbare without the necessity of surgery. They're counting pretty heavily on that because they didn't draft any depth last week and waiting for him to recover. Initially, the player said he had torn his ACL 3 months after the injury. He still hasn't had surgery. The tear has never been confirmed. Green Bay will be counting on him and his productive depth piece for the defensive line. He has 5 sacks in 2 years as a backup.
An old proverb says, no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to come. Winter is a good time to make spring plans. Plan your crops, plan your garden, plan your outdoor activities, and plan to review your insurance protection. Is it adequate? Shores Insurance, your locally staffed Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, offers a no-obligation review of your insurance protection. As surely as winter will become spring, you can be sure with Shores Insurance. Call 647-8891 and let Shores Insurance be a part of your spring planning.
Published reports indicate that Wisconsin men's basketball program is close to getting a commitment from another guard arriving through the transfer portal. John Tanji was a starter at Colorado State but averaged less than 10 minutes of playing time per game last season at Missouri. He posted on social media his plan to transfer to New Mexico but then reportedly accepted the offer to come play for the Badgers. The commitment isn't official yet. One of the winningest coaches in college basketball is part of the class of 2024 being inducted this fall into the Small College Basketball National Hall of Fame. Ken Anderson coached the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire for 27 years, winning more than 80% of those games. He had a career record of 631 and 152, claiming 14 conference titles and getting his teams to the NAIA tournament 15 times. He led the Blue Golds to the championship game twice. The induction ceremony will take place November 1st in Lakeland, Florida. 2-time reigning national champion UConn is among the teams that have dramatically changed their rosters with transfers during the college basketball's open portal window. The deadline for players to enter their names into the portal to signal their intent to change programs is late Wednesday. The Huskies could lose all 5 starters from their second straight NCAA championship team, but Coach Dan Hurley has added former Michigan center Terrace Reed and St. Mary's guard Aiden Mahaney as replacements. Other teams facing significant changes include marquee names like Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, and Arkansas. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and corn are higher Wednesday. Cattle and hogs finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were up on short covering and technical buying. Beans saw a bounce after Tuesday's losses with help from a higher move in soybean oil. Rain is delaying planting in parts of the United States and the harvest in portions of South America. July beans were up 7 1/4 at 11.70 and a quarter. August was 6 1/4 higher at 11.71 and 3/4. July bean meal was down $2.90 at 3.49. July soybean oil is up 25 points at 43.26. Corn was modestly higher, watching the U.S. planting delays and the warm, dry weather impacting Brazil's second crop, and that's in addition to the harvest delays in parts of Argentina. The domestic supply bearishness is partially canceled out by solid ethanol and export demand. July corn was up 4 at 450 and 3 quarters. September was 3 1/4 higher at 459. And wheat was mostly lower. Wheat remains technically overbought, and the trade's largely ignoring world weather issues. Even then, any significant upside would be limited by the slow export demand for U.S. wheat. July Chicago was 4 lower at 599 and a quarter. July Kansas City was down 10 and a quarter at 625. July Minneapolis wheat at midweek was down 2 cents at 702 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower ahead of this week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. June live was down $1.12 at 173.85, and August was 2 lower at 171.10. August feeders were down 375 at 251.75. September feeders were 387 lower at 252.60. And hogs were lower, pressured by technical selling and questions about demand. June lean was $2.05 lower at $100.42. July hogs were $1.80 lower at $103.62. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the product, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with a fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle business. Bids were elusive again. Asking prices in the South were at $185 to $186 live, while the North remained quiet. Look for business to develop sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed lower on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 83 cents at $293.54. Select was $1.88 lower at $288.07. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day lower with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily direct down a penny with a weighted average of 92.02. The Iowa Minnesota was 72 cents lower with a weighted average of 92.40. The Western Corn Belt down 40 cents with a weighted average of 92.43. Pork values closed lower, down 77 cents at 97.99. Bellies were sharply lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up more than 12,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with Grow Smart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA has issued a federal order requiring lactating dairy cattle to test negative for highly pathogenic avian influenza prior to interstate movement.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the order is limited only to lactating cows.
More news is next.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Fertilizer market analyst says farmers planning to use UAN may see some challenges. Josh Linville is with StoneX Group.
We are already hearing a lot of stories out there in the marketplace about tight supplies. Folks sitting there saying, "I'm struggling to get product. I'm struggling to get tons back into my tank." And we're early. That is a concerning situation for me, and that's something that's going to be on the top of our watch list.
The head of Missouri Operation Lifesaver says farmers need to proceed with caution around railroad tracks. Tim Hull tells Brownfield, the movement of trains can be deceiving.
No longer are those locomotives fully diesel. They're diesel electric, so they're much quieter, and they run on ribbon rail, which is long sections of rail, which is welded together, and they make less noise.
U.S. red meat production declined in 2023, down for the second year in a row. USDA says production of 54.5 billion pounds was down 2% from 2022. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
The importance of infrastructure. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield. USB prioritizes investments in infrastructure to keep U.S. soybean growers in a global leadership position. In this Checkoff Chat, Philip Good, United Soybean Board Secretary and a Mississippi soybean farmer, talks about why Checkoff dollars are used to support infrastructure development. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Who sells your soybeans overseas, increasing sales to Egypt, India, and many other emerging markets? Who has made you the number one protein source in chicken feed? Who has made the next big breakthrough to boost your soybean yield? The answer to all of these questions is you. That's right, you do, through your Soy Checkoff. By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff, you are promoting your soybeans to new markets. You are discovering new practices and seed varieties to overcome your biggest challenges in the field. You have even turned $2 million of infrastructure research into $460 million per year in extra income for all soybean farmers. There is power in numbers, and you and your fellow soybean farmers are proving it by bringing tangible returns back to you and your operations through your Soy Checkoff. You can see all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. It's all about you doing things together as your Soy Checkoff.
And U.S. soybeans are so popular on the global market is the industry's ability to export the product. Philip Good, Secretary of the United Soybean Board and a Mississippi farmer, says that doesn't happen without strong infrastructure.
We're very fortunate for what we have here in the U.S. I think it's one of our advantages over many of the countries that we've had the opportunity to visit and work with. So we've got great road systems. We have railway. We also have, we often think about things going down the Mississippi River or out the St. Lawrence Seaway, but it's two-way traffic, just like our highways. So we have inputs coming up. We have products coming up the rivers and going down the rivers. So we're very fortunate. When I was in Colombia, saw that their landscape, the mountains, their lack of harbor issue, you know, all the things that they're facing in their country just because of the natural resources that they have there, they're facing more difficult situations and freight rates than we are in the U.S. So we do have a competitive advantage because of our infrastructure.
He says checkoff dollars are being invested to advance infrastructure needs in the U.S.
Research what we've been able to help for the funding as far as background work and some of the reports that are necessary for like the deepening of the river, those have all been great programs to help with lowering those transportation costs. And so our competitive advantage or the lack thereof is affecting the market on a daily basis.
And Good tells Brownfield farmers have had an opportunity to see for themselves how checkoff dollars are leveraged through strategic partnerships.
On our trip with the See for Yourself program, we were able to take young participants with us, which was an educational experience really for all of us at the time. So we were at the Panama Canal. We had Soy Transportation Coalition was there as well, educating us, working with our, you know, working with our partners there, working with our partners on all the different coasts and around, really around the world. So they're working, whether it be on the Pacific Northwest, the Gulf Coast, the Panama Canal. We've got some great partners and great collaboration.
To see how checkoff dollars can be used to grow demand for U.S. soybeans, visit www.unitedsoybean.org. I'm Megan Grebner with Checkoff Chats, a content partnership with the United Soybean Board on Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
We are 23 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour, moving right along here on Country and Community. Also a reminder that this Thursday is National Day of Prayer. The Richland County Ministerial Association will host a time of prayer at 7 p.m. That'll be at the Nazarene Outreach Center and Richland Center. All are invited to attend.
In the ashtray, six pack down behind my seat, one hand up on the wheel, eat a peach playing on repeat. Got my baby at my side, her hair whipping all in the wind. The last time I felt this good, I can't remember when. Listen to the good years roll, humming to the trust the Lord, peace of country I ain't never seen. Nobody waving in the rear view, just put the pedal to the floor and drive. Don't it feel so good to you?
top engine humming, got the stereo turned up all the way. Gotta let them know I'm coming round today. Oh, all this free bird wants is to fly away. Just wanna drive down them no-name highways, hit a million miles on the back roads, baby. Just follow them white lines, take the long way every time. Just wanna ride my songs, make you feel something. Gonna aim for a heartstring. I'm only sure just one thing, I'm gonna make that hummingbird sing. It's been said a million times, that's cause it's true. It's all I need when I wanna let loose. And maybe some non-approved, you slide onto my bad side, baby. Find yourself in my songs one day. I won't hold back, and I ain't shy. I ain't gonna tell no lies. So all this free bird wants is to fly away. Just wanna drive down them no-name highways, hit a million miles on the back roads, baby. Just follow them white lines, take the long way every time. Just wanna run my songs, make you feel something. Gonna aim for a heartstring. I'm only sure it's just one thing. I'm gonna make that hummingbird sing. Come on, baby, let's fly away. We can sing the blues another day. Come on, baby, let's fly away. We can sing the blues another day. Just wanna drive down them no-name highways, hit a million miles on the back roads, baby. Just follow them white lines, take the long way every time. Just wanna run my songs, make you feel something. Gonna aim for a heartstring. I'm only sure just one thing. I'm gonna make that hummingbird sing.
Somebody holds me. How am I Terry Clark singing about the one she can't live without. And before that, Lucy Tiger with Hummingbird. We're at 69 degrees after a high of 71 today from the Lost and Found Department. Found, a male German short-haired dog, no collar, was found on North Congress Street. The number to call, 475-9954. Still to come, as we are in the halfway point of the week, tonight, Hill Country Classic Power will be meeting at 8. That will take place at the Phoenix Center here in Richland Center.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus on Friday, Ace in Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Hello, my name is Adeline Wirtz and I am a 7th grade student at St. Mary's School. Today, my friend from the 3K program, Clara, and I are going to tell you about our upcoming Walk for Virtues. Clara, are you excited about our Walk for Virtues?
Yes, of course.
Me too. This event is always such a fun time for all the students and people involved, and it's for a great cause. We will be walking 10 miles on Friday, May 3rd, starting at 9 a.m. The walk is a great way to bond with fellow classmates, family members, and people from the community. Clara, are you excited to create memories with your first Walk for Virtues?
Yes, I love my school.
That's good to hear. This event is our major fundraiser for St. Mary's School, and we are hoping to raise $20,000 to make improvements to our school. If you would like to help us in any way, please call the school office at 647-2422. Thanks for your support.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated. WRCO.
After 13 years at the factory,
she cried and she prayed and made up her mind. Said this beautiful life that's growing inside needs a chance to have a hand in God's plan. Well, everyone told her they'd never get by. Why, he just turned 16, made it straight to the top of his class, the captain. Seems like